It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And with me today, from Opera Omaha, Lauren Medici. She's the Director of Engagement Programs at Opera Omaha. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
My goodness, the holiday season certainly has you busy right now. Why don't we talk about some of the interesting events you have coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing that we have is next Thursday. It's not necessarily a holiday event, but we will be at the Joslyn Art Museum doing our Music and Masterpieces program with their quilting exhibition that's currently on display. So three of our Holland Community Opera Fellows will be performing throughout that gallery music about textile art and handiwork. So that'll be a really great performance and an opportunity to see the art as well as to hear some beautiful music.
Well, when you talk about, can you mention some of the composers? I mean, when you're talking about music inspired by themes of embroidery and quilting, that's kind of an eclectic mix
is.
There.
So we have a piece by Benjamin Britten. There's a wonderful piece about flowers that's with the poetry of E.E. Cummings. And there's also an aria from Faust, which we'll be doing in the spring. So that'll be really exciting to see.
Outstanding. Also, your Holiday Healing Arts Concert, a really cool program that you perform over at UNMC at the Buffett Cancer Center. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. So we have a great partnership with the Healing Arts Program at the Buffett Cancer Center. And so on Wednesday, December 19th, we will be over there at noon for a holiday concert just to bring some beautiful music that'll feature a lot of duets and some holiday favorites. And then that's open to the public. It's open to patients, families, staff, the students who are there on that campus. So it's a really great opportunity to bring some music to that space.
And there's also a collaboration with our good friends at FilmStreams. And why don't you to tell us what's happening there?
Yeah, so each year, this is, I believe, our sixth or seventh season, we have been hosting with FilmStreams the Metropolitan Opera Live in HD broadcast. Those are live transmissions from the Metropolitan Opera House. And what we do beforehand is we offer a prelude talk, so you can get a little bit of inside scoop into the story or some special insights, things to look for, things to listen for as you get ready to watch that broadcast. And it's great. You can get your popcorn, you can get your snacks, and watch the opera at FilmStreams.
That's a rarity to be able to watch opera with a bowl full of popcorn and some M&Ms, if you will. So I'd like you to take a moment, if you would. There's some very special members of Opera Omaha's Holland Community Opera Fellows, and they received some special recognition recently. I'm talking about, of course, Jose and Chabrel. Can you talk about their accomplishments and how big a deal that is?
Two of our Holland Community Opera Fellows, Chabrel Williams and Jose Maldonado, recently won their district's auditions for the Metropolitan Opera Council. This is a national competition for young opera singers. There are auditions and competitions all over the country. And so it's a big deal for Jose and Chabrel to have won their district. Chabrel competed in her hometown of Philadelphia, and Jose competed here in Nebraska. So each of them will move on to their district competitions in February, which is really exciting. A lot of those singers who have won their regional levels, which is what's coming up in February, as well as then they move on to the next level in New York if they were to win there, have gone on to have really amazing careers, and it's really exciting to see them do so well.
What does that really mean for them? How did they get to do this over so many hundreds of others that are singing?
They're really awesome. is really what it breaks down to. Our fellows are really special because not only are they great singers like this, but they're also really wonderful in working with and engaging people, and that's why they're here with us as part of the fellowship. But that singing and that artistry is really core to who they are, and both of them have spent years training. There's a lot of practicing. There's a lot of rehearsing that goes into that to being ready to compete at that level. So it's really exciting for them, especially as they think about their careers and what they'll be doing after they leave Opera Omaha. So we're very excited for them.
Wow. So, just recapping here, December 13th at 6:30 p.m. to Joslyn Art Museum. December 19th. Now, you mentioned noon. I have 6 p.m. here.
The UNMC concert at the Buffett Cancer Center is at noon.
It is at noon.
Lunch, okay. We do a lunch hour performance there at the Cancer Center on the 19th.
Very good. And that's at the 19th. And then December 15th is the streaming from the Metropolitan Opera at Ruth Sokoloff Theater.
Yes, and information for all of those, if you need to purchase tickets, if there's no tickets and just timing and where to be, all of that can be found on our website, operaomaha.org.
Outstanding. Lauren Medici, thank you so much for stopping in this morning. Really appreciate you keeping us informed of everything that's going on. There's a lot happening here, and boy, you're just getting warmed up.
We are. It's only December. We've got a lot to go.
That's perfect. Thank you very much for joining us today. Do appreciate it. Once again, if you're looking for information on these events and many more at Opera Omaha, you can go to the website operaomaha.org. Morning Edition continues right about now.